It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And with us today, Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. We get together with Josh every Monday morning, and how are you doing?
Good.
Yeah.
You enjoying considering bad luck I've been having this morning, but it's I like seeing snow in January.
Well, kind of to be expected, so I guess.
We should have been seeing this a month ago.
I don't like it, but, it is what it is.
Yeah, but so. You're old.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I didn't like it when I was young. So what am I living in Minnesota for, right?
That's right. Because it's the greatest state in the union.
It's, yeah, right. Ancestors moved here, so, and I haven't had the ambition to go anywhere else, so, yeah. I like it here.
Yeah, I do too.
Nice to get away once in a while.
But it's nice to finally see snow.
Okay, well, if you say so, we'll go with it.
For me, it is.
It is,
anyways.
Okay. For some people.
Yeah. Some are prepared, some aren't.
That's right.
Yeah. Some are built for colder climates, like myself.
Yeah. Well, you got your hat on to keep the heat in anyway.
That is the best piece of military-issued equipment I have ever received. The black wool watch cap.
There you go. And I've got my old bomber hat out again now. So, in fact, I was wearing it yesterday, so we're good to go.
Yeah.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 4 Arnold Kermit Rowan. Arnold was born on September 5th, 1912, in Laverne, passed away on June 24th, 2005. I wonder if he was part of the Rowan Zarbuck funeral home.
What was the name again?
Arnold Rowan.
Arnie. Yep, Arnie. Yep, he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He entered active duty in the United States Army on December 13th, 1943, at Fort Snelling, was honorably discharged 2.5 years later on May 7th, 1946, at Camp Beale, California. He was a clerk typist with headquarters detachment of the 5th Regiment at Fort Ord, California. I was stationed near Old Fort Ord here about 20 plus years ago. Beautiful area. But he stayed stateside during World War II. He earned the Marksman with the M1 rifle, the American Campaign Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Arnold, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets in the new year here.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get to our topic at hand today. There's a study that has found firefighting foam linked to testicular cancer. Tell us about it.
Yeah. A report published in a medical journal found an association between testicular cancer and exposure to firefighting foam. The VFW sent out a news release on January 2nd, which is also in the January 2024 VFW magazine. A study published in July claims a type of, I'm going to butcher this, polyfluoroalkyl substance, PFAS, used in the military is linked to testicular cancer in airmen. Toxin is a component in firefighting foam, such as aqueous film forming foam, AFFF, which is used to extinguish liquid-based fires. Excuse me. A medical journal, Environmental Health Perspectives, published an article titled "A Nested Case: Control Study of Serum PER and Polyfluoroalkyl Substances in Testicular Germ Cell Tumors Among U.S. Air Force Servicemen." In the study, researchers stated that there is a significant connection between perfluoroalkane sulfonic acid (PFOS), which is a PFAS, and testicular cancer. I love these long terms.
You're doing well.
There's a reason I didn't go to medical school.
Yeah, you're doing well so far. Maybe stick with the abbreviation.
Yeah. Researchers claim that the study was the first to investigate PFAS concentrations among Air Force service members and testicular cancer. Of U.S. men who have testicular cancer, more than 98% have testicular germ cell tumors. It's the most frequently diagnosed cancer among U.S. active duty servicemen among adult men in general, according to an August report from the National Cancer Institute. Military firefighters who were observed for the study were found to have elevated concentrations of PFAS. Blood samples of 530 airmen with testicular cancer were tested. They found to have elevated levels of PFOS compared to 530 cancer-free service members. Research also found that while higher levels of PFOS were associated with an increased risk of testicular cancer, other PFAS substances showed no signs of causing testicular cancer specifically. Study also found that levels of PFAS in the blood were linked to being a firefighter or a service member stationed at a base with a high level of PFAS in the water supply. Researchers suggest that more tests need to be done and to learn more about cancer related to PFAS. Every single scientific study, they always say more research needs to be done.
That's right.
That's part of the scientific method. In the September 2023 issue of VFW Magazine, it was reported that military aviation, ground, and air crews have higher rates of cancer than the general U.S. population. VFW continues to push for expanded presumptive conditions related to PFAS exposure. To this end, VFW delegates passed VFW Resolution Number 615 at their 124th VFW National Convention last year. According to the resolution, VFW will continue to urge Congress to invest adequate resources to study, diagnose, and treat conditions and illnesses associated with toxic exposure. Resolution also states that Congress should ensure that the Department of Defense discloses known and potential toxic exposures during all military operations. So, another toxic exposure for
a lot of them,
veterans and service members out there.
But veterans were exposed to a lot of different things out
there. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely we were. This information will be in the Dawson Sun and the Western Guard this week, as well as the January 2024 VFW magazine, which all members should already have in the mail.
And as a podcast on Q92's website.
Absolutely.
If you want to go back and listen to it again. Yep.
And also on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what is that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. I'm fairly open this week, but I do have some meetings during business hours, so it's better to call ahead and make sure I'm around. But we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. I looked outside. It quit snowing here for a little bit. So
for a little bit.
Maybe that's it. No.
My little Weather Channel app says it's going to snow all day.
Yeah.
So
5 to 8, 3 to 6,
1 to 3,
8 to 9, 10 feet. You know, who knows?
Weather Channel even contradicts itself. It says 6 to 9 inches in the warning, but daily accumulation says 1 to 3.
So well, if we got a couple inches of snow, it starts blowing around. That's never good. So,
That's not fun. But
so anyway, we want to remind everybody at Steak Fry Night tonight tomorrow night, Tuesday at the VFW, and it's going to be a fundraiser for Little Eagles Daycare tomorrow.
Yep, United Prairie Bank is serving and
right. So get out there and enjoy a good steak at the VFW tomorrow.
And I do have to mention that next Monday, January 15th, county offices will be closed because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Okay.
But we'll still be live and on the air.
That's right. All right, Josh, appreciate it. You have a great day there, and keep that snowblower running. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Get a snow report next week.
All right.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Lac Parle Village on KLQP-FM 92.1.